The Signature Homes and City to solo fifth quarter.
We'll be talking with him shortly, but we're talking to you. 52232955. Adrian, first on the line. Adrian, I understand that might have just got a little bit frosty in your household tonight.
Look, I'll be honest, boys. After half time, I actually came in. I was watching the first half. I came into my bedroom, put my headphones on, and turned on the K-Rock call because I didn't want to be responsible for breaking a very expensive television. So, anyway, look, main thing I wanted to say was I live in Hobart, so we've been kind of lucky this year with the COVID thing. We've been allowed to sort of get out and about and all that kind of thing, whereas I know you guys in Victoria haven't. So, you know, for all the Cats fans, especially, and, you know, you blokes too, I'm really pleased for you guys that they've made the big dance. And I guess probably the question to Neildy would be, do you go in unchanged, or given how Richmond performed defensive-wise against the Cats a couple of weeks ago, do you look at someone like a Radicalea or a Josh Jenkins just to give them that extra option up front, or, you know, in a worst-case scenario, if Stanley or someone got injured, to have a backup ruckman?
Yeah, Adrian, I think the things that you just said then, they'll certainly be discussed during the week. The coaches will discuss all the possibilities. And where I believe those discussions will land is to go in unchanged. I think from the last time they played Richmond, just the use of Patrick Dangerfield now changes everything. Certainly with him forward, it does rely on guys like Menegola and Guthrie to really play their role in the middle. I think they'll be confident to go in unchanged, but they will certainly have those discussions. And who knows how long those discussions will take, but I would suggest at the moment they'd back in taking in an unchanged lineup.
Great call, Adrian. Really appreciate you joining us, and hope you keep that TV well and truly out of reach next week if things don't go to plan next Saturday night. Justin is next on the line before we head to Joel Selwood very shortly. Justin, thank you for your call.
Hello, good win to the Cats. I'm very proud how the day one and the whole team play good, and go the Cats for next week.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. I think it's a sentiment that everybody will be echoing through the streets of Geelong over the next 7 days. Justin, thank you for your call. Wendy, hello, Wendy.
Hello. Brilliant, brilliant call, and so accurate. Thank you so much. And guess what? I'm out to get all the wool specials this week.
Good on you, Wendy.
So anybody with navy blue and white wool, do you know what? Please don't buy it, because that is Wendy's at all the haberdashery stores around Geelong this week. Gee, Wendy, will you be up and about early tomorrow? You'll be just, you know, sort of lining up Boxing Day sale style just to roll in and pick it up?
Yeah, or something like that, I'm sure. But I've got to sit and watch the replay now.
Yeah, I'm going home to do exactly the same thing. My wife just messaged me and said she was off to bed, and I said, well, I won't be joining you for a few hours. I'm actually going home to watch the replay and have a look at it probably through a least biased eye. Thank you for that, Wendy. Yeah. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and always a pleasure to talk to all the listeners. Have a good night. 52232955. Joel Selwood will join us shortly. But, Benny, can you give us some of the more emphatic text messages Twitter messages that have come through on the KFC Twitter?
Well, there's obviously Cat fans are absolutely ecstatic. A lot of them can't sort of believe that the team's into the grand final. I think there was some trepidation, probably more last week than this week. I think they were nervous about Collingwood. This week, I think they were a little more confident that the team would play well. Brendan, oh my God, that's why you love the game. Go the Cats. Medicus, we can beat Richmond. They are cocky and we are hungry. The Cats are every chance. Dave, Boxhead 31, who's been with us for quite some time. Boxhead, second best feeling in footy, winning next best. Winning next week is the best. Glenn suggesting, goodness me, to a grand final. Reckon a few Cats fans need to give the club more credit than they do. Most wrote this group off, literally giving themselves every chance next week. And I'm optimistic that if we deal okay against Tiger pressure, then we'll go all right. Anna's absolutely wrapped, although we may need to put the phone on silent all week, as 3/4 of my family are Tiger supporters. Glad they're stuck in Melbourne. So, Jonty Chan, nervous about next Saturday, but confident the Cats will win their first flag since 2011. Scott, clinical. Old George Templeton. He's been with us for
Temp the Rat.
He's been with us for 1,000 years. I can't wait to watch the Geelong Cats later at K-Rock Football. That is a stunning scoreline to wake up to, so he's missed it.
Because
I just hope they haven't used everything up in the prelim with the jinx. Can they end the recent hold the Tigers?
US-based, Temp the Rat.
Yeah, so Andrew Daly, thanks for the call tonight, boys. Brilliant as always to all the fellow Cats supporters. Have a great week. Believe and enjoy it. I know I will. Let's do this. So Cat fans obviously over the moon. The KFC Twitter has gone absolutely berserk, and we need to get Ron, Joe and Wendy on Twitter by the end of the week.
The Signature Homes and City to Solar 5th Quarter.